Number 58 from San Jose State, out of Milpitas High School, Kim Boekemper.
And it is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
You're so immature.
Indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, Woody. No taste. You have no class. Kim Boekemper joins us this morning. Bo getting set along with Goldie for the call on CBS tomorrow night. And hey, Bo, by the way, as we look at this, these matchups and stuff, it looks like a lot of starters going to be playing for both teams in this third preseason game.
Yeah, I think you may see some. I'm not sure who you're going to see, you know, because you know Mike is consistently during the during the preseason and during the preseason games said that he didn't like to get his starters get their only first action in the game in the first game of the season. And so you got a couple guys like Jordan Poyer who hasn't been able to play in the games. Waddle, which I don't expect to play in the game, but he would be one of those guys that hasn't had any action. And then some other guys. I got a feeling we may see a little bit of Zach Sealer and maybe Calais Campbell a little bit.
Wow.
I think they may just want to get him a couple more plays. But, like, you know, really what I thought before Mike said that going in, in fact, I'm heading down after I get done with you to a production meeting. I'll find out a little more. I expected really none of the starters to play. I expected it to be kind of a free-for-all because, you know, Mike had mentioned a couple times in our meetings that he's very comfortable with all the starters and they could start right now. So I don't need to see any more out of them. I just want to filter through all the players and that are going to round out the 53-man roster and then the practice squad after that. So it's a little surprising to hear him say that yesterday. But I don't know the number. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be a bunch.
Well, it's hard.
I don't think we're going to see. I would doubt we'd see two, obviously.
Yeah. Bo, it'd be hard, though. This injury thing. So Eric Ezekiel's having this great practice. And limps off at the end of it. And what a great opportunity, man. Literally, a guy goes from, I don't know if he's going to be on the team, to lining up with the number ones yesterday because everybody's banged out, banged up and out of practice. And then he limps off, and hopefully he's okay. And the other guy's Benito Jones. He hasn't played forever at nose tackle, Bo.
Yeah. I think, you know, he's got to get some play. But, you know, as a common, like you said, he had a great practice. You know, it's funny. You know, River Craycraft, who's having a phenomenal training camp, playing well in the games. You know, he goes out with the injury last week, and then all of a sudden, Ezekiel wakes up. He'd been kind of quiet there for a while, but he was, you know, kind of on a steady incline, kind of getting better every day, and seeing a little more about what we expected out of him. And then yesterday has I was just sitting there. I had a pretty good vantage point watching. I was watching one-on-ones, I was watching 7-on-7 and all those things, and boy, he had a really good day yesterday. So to see him limp off a little bit was a little disappointing. But hopefully it's nothing that's that's going to be long term. Because look, and now you know what's up with Odell Beckham now. You know the speculation Odell Beckham is kind of floating around out there. What's going on with him? So. You know, we'll go from going to a wide receiver room in the second preseason game. Going, man, this is a pretty good bunch here. You know,
yeah.
Especially if Ezekiel could get back. Now all of a sudden you're going, whoa! You got Tyreek who's you know got a thumb thing. You got Waddle who hasn't played, and now you got Craycraft out for who knows how long. Odell Beckham's kind of the mystery man out there, and now Ezekiel limps off, and so. I think you see a little, you know, Malik Washington, certainly, you know, Malik Washington's played well. He's probably earned his, you know, at least close to earning a job. I would assume he'd be earning a job here this year, but he's going to have to play this weekend and see what he does.
Hey, I got to ask you about the rookie free agent, Storm Duck, Jason Maitre, and Isaiah Johnson, three guys.
Yeah.
I think one of them's going to make the team. I don't know which one. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, look, they've all been talked about very highly. You know, Maitre, you know, really was like the first guy in the first week where they go, hey, this guy's all over the place, making plays and doing this and that. And, you know, the story about him, he was, you know, a tryout guy that came in, you know, when he was, you know, invited to the rookie mini camp and basically bumped a guy out that they had given a contract to. So a lot of talk about him. And then Storm Duck has been playing well. All those guys have been playing well. And I agree with you. One of them is going to make this team. And I think really for me, they're all about neck and neck. So I don't know, you know, this is going to be one of those games, Joe, you've seen it before in a preseason where there's one game left and one guy emerges and makes some big plays. The other guy falters but they've got three guys in the mix there. But look, they're going to have a lot of choices to make in that secondary, both at the corner and at the safety position, because you've got some young guys, the corners that have played well, you got the safeties that have played well that weren't expected to be in the mix, that have certainly, you know, showed well, and so then you've got the veterans coming back, so that's going to be a tough cut down, but there are going to be a couple of those young guys making this football team, I believe.
Hey, Bo, you know the thing I'm really frustrated with? I don't know how Coach does it, because every practice or every one of these joint practices, I mean, we got 20-something guys that are always out and not. I don't know how serious these injuries are. I know the same guy's been standing around. Yeah. We got a group of guys been out 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Some haven't played at all. And now they got to decide, okay, these are guys that we wanted on our original 53, but – yeah. Are they ready to go against Jacksonville? I guess, what are these going to be, doctor decisions or trainer? How the hell are they going to figure out 53
to
help?
Your guess is as good as mine. I mean, look, let's just take one guy that's been around, Tanner Connor, right?
Oh, my God.
What about Tanner Connor? He comes out, you know, and then, you know, said, you know, had a great mini camp, you know, had some, started playing well in training camp, and then gets in the game, plays really well, and then he's out. We haven't seen him since.
Right.
And his name still gets floated around. I'm like, well, you know, I mean, based on the history he's been, this is his third year here. I believe it's his third year.
Yes, it is. This is three.
And he's always done that. He's always been a name that people go, hey, this guy's got talent. This guy's this. But, you know, and he showed it. He showed it in that first preseason game. But then, boom, you know, he gets, you know, I don't know. To me, it was like get your wind knocked out of you, or maybe it was a rib or something, it seemed like. But, you know, we haven't seen him. I haven't even seen him floating around. So, and there's a couple guys like that. I don't know. So,
Cam Smith's another guy. Like, I know Cam. I keep hearing about it. Now the hamstring, oh, it's a hamstring again and again. Are we going to put him on IR for 4 weeks? I know they're not getting rid of him, but you can't trust him.
No. Well, so, you know, last week, early in the game, the first opportunity he had, remember, guy makes the catch and he misses the tackle. The guy goes for about 25 or whatever it was, right? And I go, oh, that might be the death knell for this kid, you know. And then all of a sudden he after that, Joe, I was watching him on the field, and he was just kind of leaning fun. You know what I mean? How you're kind of just leaning, trying to stretch something or whatever. And I go, oh man, I hope that guy's not, you know. And then he comes back and plays well. And then he gets hurt, and he pulls a hamstring, and then he's out. But what's been the knock on him? First of all, he couldn't get along with Fangio, and he would get hurt, you got to be able to hold up in this league, and if you're going to get hurt every time you play, you know, even no matter how well you play, at some point you got to say, hey, but look, he was a second round draft pick, they're not going to let him go, and so. Is he going to be another Tanner Connor guy or some of the other guys that we've seen? So we've seen him almost every year, right?
Yes.
You see someone like that's got really potential, that some of them come with a good resume, some don't, but you're intrigued by them, but they can never get on the field, or they can get on the field every now and then, but they can never stay on the field. So what value are they to you?
Yeah. Hey, Ball, I'll tell you one, it looks like we went from not using the tight end at all, and it looks like Jonnu Smith and Durham Smythe and even Julian Hill can get a lot of playing time, and I expect that position to be really productive.
Let me tell you what, I was watching yesterday, and they were using Jody Forsen a lot. You know, he missed last week.
Another one, that's right.
And he's playing well. So that room, you know, there's a, you know, you can see – I can envision that room being a big part of what this offense is, in a big addition that that, you know, from a productivity standpoint, much more than they had last year. Jonnu Smith, they're putting him in all kinds of situations. He was kind of running the slot a little bit yesterday, doing some of those things. You know, we've seen him do, they've got a screen package for him. You know, they've got a reverse kind of a package for him, right. A change field pack. And then Julian Hill's done well, and you still got Durham Smythe in there, who's the solid guy, the blocker for him and everything. And I don't know how many you keep. And then the guy Fortson's to kind of threw his hat back in the ring yesterday. So
can't keep them all, man.
That may be the position I'm most excited about this year, only because they got no touchdown production out of them last year.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And very little production in general out of them other than run blocking in those situations.
Hey, Bo, I got to ask you about the podcast, Out the Pasture podcast. We drop in Doug this week, right? Doug Better's going to be on?
Doug was up. We got Doug up yesterday. So it's funny. We put Doug dropped, and about 20 minutes later, I got a call from Doug, and he was real happy about it, and he was very excited about it. So it's really good. I mean, you know how it was. Doug's a very unique guy, and for what he's gone through.
Wow.
It's just a wonderful story from him, and so I'm hoping everybody will tune in and listen to it. It's outthepastorpodcast.com. You can get us on all, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, all of those places. You can check it out, but this one's really worth listening to and looking at.
You know, Bo, it's funny because when Doug was moved from the Montana Mountain and went to the hospital down here, yeah. And spending time with him, the guy was upbeat and has stayed upbeat. Got a beautiful wife, but he is he's special. Yeah. He's a special guy, a former defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
And big part of the Killer Bees when we were dominating defensively.
So how about Doug? He's been a paraplegic. He's been in a wheelchair. He still skis. He flies his own airplane. He fishes. He goes out, gets in a boat and fishes.
Yeah.
He goes hunting. He does all that stuff. You know, Joe, I don't do any of that crap. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
I'm semi-able-bodied, and I don't do any of that. And he's out there doing all that stuff up in Montana. If he could, he'd roll down and shoot a grizzly if he could,
It's funny. I was thinking, you said that, and I was thinking, damn, I walk a little bit, and Doug's up there in the friggin' mountains, and he's doing more than all of us together. It's crazy.
Yeah.
We put our head down in shame as Doug's talking about him getting ready to go to the top of a mountain. I'll see you guys. Doug, he's the best, man. So it was great having Doug Betters with us. And by the way, great teammate.
Let me just forewarn the people that want to get on there outthepasturepodcast.com. He may have dropped a couple F bombs down there, so just for a little parental guidance there, if you will.
Well, F me, did he really? Gosh darn it, man, that's unbelievable. Hey, Bo, we'll see you in a few hours, man. We're on our way up here
right after
the show. We'll see.
Hey, you guys, drive careful, man.
We will. Thanks, Kimbo Camper, former Dolphin, and. I'm not going to write. You put it. I almost said it. Milpitas High School. By the way, he just skipped past it today. In no mood. No mood for it. Have we gone too far on the high school stuff and the name and all that? Maybe we have. Maybe we've just gone a little too far. I do want to tell you about yourself, Florida Chevy dealers, man. Never too late to talk about products that I really, really like a lot, like my Tahoe. And we're driving up. Yeah, we're going Tahoe driving today to Tampa Bay. But I'll tell you, when it comes to big SUVs, whether it's a Suburban or a Tahoe, if you need that extra space or just like it because you're a bigger person like me, man, they are nice to have. The midsize, not bad either. That Traverse is fantastic. To the Trailblazer, the Equinox, and the Blazer. So much style and substance, man. The SUV family has never looked better than it does right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. And I got to tell you, when you got to talk about Silverado trucks, you're talking about the best, most durable trucks on the road, and not just that, but our number one seller, Silverado trucks. It's like they've custom made a truck that's absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. Whether it's you in that truck, that's how you make a living, we got a Silverado truck for you. How about the Silverado truck that still needs to get the kids around as they're getting older? We've got that truck as well for you. Something for everybody, and I want to let you know, with convenient locations all over South Florida, you get ready for this weekend, make sure you stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Take some test drives. I want to let you know, too, qualified buyers get 1.9 APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the Blazer EV, the Equinox, the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Colorado model. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.